Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm seeing a lot of red on the screens this morning to end the week.
Yeah, good morning. It is definitely a risk-off kind of morning. We have futures sliding, we have a new Fed chair nomination, and we have a massive flush in the precious metals market. There is a lot to unpack.
Let's start at the top. The headlines are dominated by the Fed. President Trump finally made his pick?
That's right. Kevin Warsh is the nominee for the next Fed chair. Now, usually, markets like certainty and futures did bounce a little bit off their lows after the announcement, but we are still pointing to a lower open. The S&P 500 futures are down about 27 points, and the NASDAQ is down over 130 points.
Ouch. And it's not just the Fed news. We have some geopolitical tension ramping up again?
Unfortunately, yes. Reports are circulating that the president is considering new military options against Iran targeting nuclear facilities. Plus, there's a threat of 50% tariffs on aircraft imports from Canada. And, just to add a cherry on top, we are looking at a government shutdown over the weekend.
Wait, I thought they reached a deal?
They did reach a deal to fund the government, but the timing is the issue. The Senate hopes to vote today, but the House isn't expected to vote until Monday. So technically, the lights go out for the weekend. It's mostly noise, but algorithms hate uncertainty.
Got it. Now let's talk about the big elephant in the room. Apple reported earnings. The numbers looked good on paper.
They did. Apple beat EPS by 17 cents. Revenue beat expectations. And get this, China revenue surged 38%. That is a massive number.
So why is the stock down 1% pre-market?
It's the guidance and the headwinds. Investors are fixated on their comments about rising memory costs and chip availability issues. It's a classic case of great quarter, cautious outlook. It's weighing on the whole tech sector this morning.
Speaking of chips, though, not everyone is struggling. Look at SanDisk.
Oh, SanDisk is the star of the show today. Ticker SNDK. They absolutely crushed it. Beat earnings estimates by over $2.50. The stock is up over 20% this morning. That is a massive gap up.
Wow. Any other big movers we need to watch?
On the upside, Deckers Outdoor is up 14%. Consumers are still buying shoes, apparently. And keep an eye on Tesla. It's up over 2% on some wild rumors that SpaceX might merge with Tesla, or maybe an XAI combination. Pure speculation, but it's moving the needle.
And on the downside?
It's ugly for PennyMac, ticker PFSI. They missed big, down about 26%. And generally, we are seeing weakness in the semi-equipment names like KLA Corp, which is down about 8%.
I have to ask about commodities. I'm looking at gold and silver, and it looks like a crash.
It is a liquidation event. Gold futures are down 4% and silver is getting hammered, down 11%. They had an incredible run to record highs, and this looks like aggressive profit-taking and margin clearing. If you are trading metals today, be extremely careful. The volatility is off the charts.
All right, let's pivot to the data. What's on the economic calendar for this morning?
We have the PPI Producer Price Index dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The consensus is 0.2% for the headline and 0.3% for core. With the Fed chair news fresh, the market is going to be hypersensitive to any inflation surprises here. We also get the Chicago PMI a bit later.
Okay, let's get tactical. What are the key levels in the setup for the open?
The technical backdrop is leaning bearish. Our data shows selling pressure outweighing buying pressure overnight. For the SPY, your critical support is right around 690. If we break that, we could see a flush. Resistance is at 695. For the QQQ, watch 625 as support.
And what about sectors? Where should traders look?
Despite the red tape, energy, ticker XLE, is showing some relative strength and volume. Tech is tricky today because of Apple, but SanDisk shows there are pockets of strength. The strategy today is patience. Don't try to catch a falling knife at the open. Let the PPI number hit, see if 690 holds on the SPY, and watch for a rotation. It's a Friday, so expect some choppy action as people position for the weekend shutdown news.
Solid advice. It sounds like a day to keep, position sizes small and stops tight.
Exactly. Protect your capital. We have a lot of moving parts today.
All right, that wraps it up. Thanks for the breakdown. Trade safe out there, everyone, and have a great weekend.
Good luck, everyone. See you on Monday.